Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Head Girls Track and Field Coach Spencer Ross and Humboldt Head Boys Track and Field Coach Greg Wickett. The Humboldt Girls Track and Field team sent senior Bryn Malo and sophomores Avery and Aubrey Fisher to the 2026 A.D. Dickinson Girls Relays at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls on Tuesday to open the season. I caught up with Ross this week to discuss the season opening meet for his trio of runners.
Coach Rasmussen took those three down there just to get, you know, an early season benchmark and see where things are at. You know, all three of them have put all the miles you could hope for in during the off season, but it's just a little different when you step on the track and there's, you know, the adrenaline dump and, you know, you got high quality competition around you. So that's what it was really about, was get them on the track with some good competition and seeing where things are at. Just looking at times and performances, I'm happy to see how those three performed. I know, I bet if you ask them, and I have, they all wish they could have done a little bit better, or they wish they would have done this a little bit differently. But again, that's kind of what the early season is about. You know, you can't expect to walk out on the track your first meet of the year and be setting all kinds of records. So just trying to keep expectations and goals realistic for this time of year. Now we've got some numbers that we can use for training, and when we're working on pacing and everything, we've got some concrete data to go off of, as opposed to kind of guessing where everybody's at the moment. So all things considered, I think we got some good information and a good benchmark to see where they're at here as we head into our meet next week. And then a three short weeks from now, it'll be time to head to Clear Lake for the early bird. So we're in a good spot as far as those three go.
For the rest of the team, continued on with practice going into next week with the indoor meet up at the Humboldt Rec Center. How has the team progressed here through another week of practice as you get closer to that home indoor meet next week?
Yeah, you know, we kind of split the season in half, you know, so our goals change and our focus changes throughout the course of the season. So early on here, and that'll take us, you know, through our meet and even through the first outdoor meet, the goal is to stay healthy, kind of get everybody ramped back up. And we've been able to do that so far, knock on wood, nothing major as far as injuries go that have affected the team necessarily. We've got some little nagging things here and there, but that's to be expected in the first few weeks. So that's been number one, is keep everybody healthy as we get their bodies back into the mode of what track requires of them. And then, you know, we've just been focusing a lot on technique, we spent last night at practice working on baton exchanges and block starts and hurdles and just kind of those fine tuning, some of those things that can really make a big difference over the course of a season. So, you know, we don't really have any times to go off of yet. That's what next Thursday will be nice for, as far as, you know, I'm thinking of our sprinter group. I kind of have an idea of what we have, but until you step out on the track and get those automatic times, you're kind of guessing. So that'll be what Thursday is for. And then we'll use whatever ends up happening on Thursday to kind of guide us through our next couple weeks of training and gear us up for that Clear Lake. And so just trying some different things out as far as, you know, relay groups and mixing and matching kids and working on handoffs, just trying to prepare big picture for the season as a whole. So that's been our focus these first few weeks, and we'll continue over the next few weeks. And then, you know, when we get to that second half of the season, we can really start to dial things in and set some goals for everybody as far as personal performance goes. But we're not even to that point yet. So just focusing on big picture right now and staying healthy.
And then, Coach, what's the message to the group as you get ready for that home meet? Again, preparing for some of these indoor races versus what's to come with the outdoor season.
We're not going to, you know, overload anybody necessarily next Thursday. We're going to try to get everybody into a couple events. It'll be nice to see a couple front runners of the conference. Clear Lake and Algona will both be there, so it'll be nice to get an early season look at them and kind of see how things stack up. Not that that really changes what we do, but I know everybody's curious to see what those guys have as far as a roster and what the conference picture will look like. So, you know, won't clarify everything, you know, too much, but it'll give us some building blocks to work off of as we head into the outdoor season.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time and wish you best of luck for the upcoming meet at the Humboldt Rec Center.
All right. Thank you very much.
The Humboldt boys track and field team brought a limited team to the 2026 Iowa State Indoor Track and Field Championships in Ames on Thursday. I caught up with Wickett this week to discuss the season opening meet for his team.
Well, first of all, it's just a kind of a extension of practice, really. We get some of those older guys some chance to compete at a pretty high level. In field events, Caleb Donahue threw the shot put for us, and he ended up not throwing as good as he would have wanted to. But first time out, it's important to kind of get that under his belt so he can do well the rest of the year. Cash McIntyre long jumped. I thought he really did a good job in the jumps got in. He had a little bit of trouble getting on the board, but overall, I think he recorded a couple of really good jumps up there around 20 feet. He made the finals, and to make the finals of a meet as big as that, that's a really good accomplishment. We're looking for good things for him in the future this year.
As you've completed another week of practice, how have things progressed for this team in the early portion of the season?
Well, I think we're right where we want to be. I mean, we haven't had problems with the weather and having the wreck across the street. That's really we've had a good training week, a couple of weeks. There's nothing really new. I mean, we've been doing this for a while, so I think we're right where we need to be for this time of year, for sure.
And then, Coach, next week you have the big indoor meet on Friday up at the Humboldt Rec Center. What does preparation look like for the indoor season to get the guys ready to go?
Well, coaches are talking about that, and we decided that it'd be a good time to get them in there, used to the indoor. I mean, the air is different, hits you different in there, and getting the hurl in there is a little bit different because we can't wear spikes. But just we're going to have a few practices over there and get used to it a little bit, and then the big meet at the end of the week, that's where we're going to really get a chance to see everybody. We get a chance to run everybody in every event. We'll see the whole roster involved and kind of start making some decisions on where guys fit. We're going to have to count on some of the young guys this year to step up. We lost a lot last year, and then after the indoor meet, we kind of have a vague idea where people will fall, but we're in experimentation mode right now for sure.
And then, Coach, as far as that meet coming up on Friday, what's the message to your team?
Kind of what we shoot for the whole year. You're competing against other guys, but really in track, you're competing against yourself. You set your goals and then see what you can do with those. I mean, we'll have a big goal-setting session ahead of that, and guys should know no matter what level they're at, they can always improve, and that's kind of the track we take on it. You know, you're going to want to run your best time for this meet, and then next time try to improve it. That's really how the season goes. So we're just kind of being realistic and experimenting right now and getting some time under our belt.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time here to talk track and field with us, and wish you best of luck for the upcoming week, especially for the meet on Friday.
All right, I appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.